From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. If you live in New York and you've got a pulse, it was probably racing this week, whether or not you work on Wall Street. NPR's Mike Pesca checks in on the mood of the city.
There's a housing crisis in America. New Yorkers knew that. They read the papers. But until this week, it seemed like a distant typhoon or the toppled government of a country you'd never vacation in. Floridians not being able to pay the mortgages on their $250,000 four-bedroom homes was sad, but a bit remote in the land of the $1 million one-bedroom apartment. So in Midtown Manhattan yesterday, Joel Washburn was taking a picture of a beautiful river flowing freely over rocks on what seemed like a crisp-autumn day. That was the scene being played on the 30-foot-tall LED screens on the front of the Lehman Brothers building. Washburn himself is an out-of-work headhunter, or as he puts it,
I am conducting my own executive search for myself right now.
Washburn says he has never seen a week like this.
You just feel it in the air and just in the environment here. The random sort of stuff, walking on the street or walking on the subway and hearing, you know, someone that just left their job a day ago, having a free day, looking around and looking for their own job.
Stock traders like Joe Zickerman, who's been at it for over 35 years, endured a week of near sleepless nights.
We go rocking and rolling right around the world. We go to Japan. We go to Hong Kong. We wait till 3 o'clock in the morning. We open up in Europe. Therefore, there's a certain anxiety that happens because, you know, you're soundly asleep, but there's a part of you that says, gee, I wonder how the DAX is trading.
As irrational as the week was, and Zickerman describes a sell-at-all-costs mentality afflicting the street, he reminded himself that the turmoil was rooted in big banks making bad bets.
Had to happen. I mean, This was like skiing with a blindfold on. It's the only way you're going to hit a tree.
Unease permeated the whole town. Seemingly unrelated events transpired to make it a week when wings were clipped. The Yankees won't be making the playoffs for the first time in 13 years. The Mets have fallen out of first place. Oh, and after more than 5,000 performances, Rent closed on Broadway last week, perhaps indicating that housing difficulties are nothing to sing about. But maybe there are opportunities to be had. Perhaps the gatekeepers of the city's most exclusive experiences will let down their guard.
Thank you for calling Per Se. Our reservations office is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. We take reservations up to 2 months in advance of the calendar date.
Yeah, I was wondering just, you know, if there were any reservations this weekend due to last-minute cancellations, maybe people whose financial circumstances may have changed suddenly in the last week. 9:30 on a Sunday was the best they could do. But expensive prep schools have reacted by setting aside more for financial aid, and the art world is anticipating a blue period. On the other end of that spectrum is Don Ward.
Wall Street has to blow up before I get affected, because as long as there's a Wall Street, there's hope.
Ward shines shoes right around the corner from the Lehman Brothers building.
Guys get shoe shines for the therapy of it, just to talk to me.
So your skills as a therapist have been called into play this week, yes?
Yes. I always tell people, this has more job security than almost any other job there is. This survived the Great Depression. And I tell the guys, listen, find an alternative where you can really make a living. The days of the suit and tie and the security, to me, is over.
Yeah, well, opinions are cheap. Or as they say in this town, that and $2 will get you a ride on the subway. Or, as was the case earlier this week, a share of AIG. One trader characterized this week as a cleansing. If so, then maybe it's a good thing that the financial capital of the world has always been known as a city with an excess of grit. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.